Good afternoon, everyone. The time is 4:30. You are listening to CKRZ 100.3 FM. And we are now going to head to the phone lines. And I'm going to be talking this afternoon right now with Councillor Nathan Wright. He is going to be filling in for elected Chief Mark Hill. And he's going to be giving us the weekly Chief's update. But it's on Monday instead of Friday. So good afternoon, Nathan.
Good afternoon. How's it going?
It's going good. Although it's freezing outside, it's pretty good out there.
For sure.
Okay, go ahead with your report, Nathan.
Sega Scanil and good day, Six Nations. Definitely, I hope this week's radio show finds everyone in a good mind and in good health, and we hope everyone is staying safe out there. We did want to take the opportunity to update the community really quickly today and acknowledge that we are aware and are working through a number of strategies to deal with the recent outbreaks that have been reported at Iroquois Lodge, ODG, and our other service providers, and inclusive of that is the shelters. We certainly recognize that our most vulnerable are on these in these areas and experiencing this current outbreak due to the surge of the Omicron virus. And the council has been working tirelessly from Friday till today to come up with a robust strategy to respond to these outbreaks. So we are putting together a plan in place to bring the mobile units that we have and bring the vaccine to individuals that need it. We certainly recognize the challenges that have been placed with having just one vaccination center. So we want to make sure that everyone who is hoping to get a vaccine will be able to get a vaccine, and we want to put a plan in place that's going to bring the vaccine to you. So we are working on those plans and working with our partners to do that. We're also lining up experts to work with the community to give the best advice possible. In particular, at tomorrow's General Council meeting beginning at 6 o'clock, we are going to have Dr. Isaac Bogosh with us. Dr. Isaac Bogosh is an infectious disease specialist. He's been on CTV and a number of radio shows, providing the best advice to Ontarians on how to deal with this current virus, in particular the variant. And we've invited them down to the community to be a part of our General Council meeting tomorrow and giving us further advice as we go. Definitely, we also want to come together and develop a plan to get more rapid tests within the community. We're working with our partners at the government level to ensure that we get enough rapid tests in the community so that each household has access to these tests on a daily basis, because we're hearing one of the protective measures and the best areas to go is to continue to get tested. Another area that we're really working hard on is ensuring that we have good quality masks for all of our all of the households and all of our people. So we're coming up with a plan and working with our partners to get, at a minimum, good quality masks and N95 masks into the community. So community has access to those, as well as the guidance that comes with both of those. So stay tuned for more updates this week. We hope to be looking at a robust communication plan. We definitely know we need to do better, and we will do better. So be on the lookout this week. Check the social media, check your mailboxes, and stay tuned to further radio updates as we go out throughout this community. But I just wanted to take a few minutes today to acknowledge that there are a number of crisis situations going on in the community and ensure the community that Chief and Council is working diligently to come up with a robust response so that at the end of the day, our most vulnerable are protected from this very dangerous variant going around, as we know. Yawa, and stay safe.
Well, thank you very much, Nathan, for that. And I hope that you can stay in touch with us and keep us updated whenever you have some kind of announcement that you need. Just give us a call and we'll be more than happy to get the information on the air and to the community for you.
deeply appreciate that effort, and it's so important to get the information out to the community. We recognize that, and also recognize our partners like yourselves in getting that out. So, yeah, I'll go for that.
All right. Thank you very much, Nathan.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.